we go beyond that. But we are all Kentucky Derby fans as well. We go to the Revolution Hotline. And Dick Girardi, the Philadelphia Daily News, standing by, coming on again to talk about the Kentucky Derby, which is this weekend. Dick, how are you?
I'm good, Justin. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Didn't want to weird you out with the comeback there, but you know, my producer has an affinity for Silence of the Lambs and other weird movies. He's a strange cat, but we love him.
You know what? It's okay.
Okay.
We like that.
So lots of great storylines we were talking about before the break. I mean, you can basically go anywhere you want here. There's you know, you got some historical you know, significance on some of this stuff, some just interesting anecdotal things when you talk about, you know, like Rick Pitino having a horse in the field. But I basically leave it to you. Go where you want. There's so many different directions to go on this year's Kentucky Derby. A lot of great storylines.
Yeah, there really is, and there's never any shortage of them. This year seems to maybe have more than some others, and you mentioned Coach Pitino. I was talking to him this morning, and obviously Golden Sense, same trainer, Doug O'Neill, who won the last year's Derby with I'll Have Another, and Rick was explaining how he bought into the horse. He owns 5%. He just happened to be at Del Mar last summer watching one of his other horses and saw the horse work, and the owner said, yeah, we think he's pretty good. Would you like to buy a piece? And Rick says, yeah. Best investment he ever made. He's got a chance to win the Derby. And, of course, the rider, Kevin Krieger, from St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, black rider, has not won the Derby since 1902. We're basically shut out of the sport at the turn of the century. And he's a neat story. You got Orb with Shook McGahey, who's probably the greatest trainer never to win the race, and he's liable to be the favorite. So, yeah, no shortage of stories at the Derby, as always.
What's Krieger's background? I saw the story, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. He's a 29-year-old jockey, and you talked about the significance of you know, not winning since the early 1900s. 1921, since 1921, he's only the second black jockey to even compete in the Derby. And what's his story? What's his trek to the Derby this year?
Right, he's from the U.S. Virgin Islands. He got hooked pretty early on horse racing. I mean, it's certainly not big in St. Croix where he grew up, but he's actually telling me yesterday, he said sometimes a horse would just appear in his backyard because the horses are sort of like pets there, and he'd just figure, well, hey, the horse is here, I might as well go ride him. So he just started riding him around the island, head to the beaches, and he really got hooked on the game, on horse racing, and he watched the Derby a few times on television, said, I want to be a race rider. Came to the mainland 11 years ago, has ridden at a number of the minor tracks around the country, and then last year he got to Southern California. And if you get to Southern California and you're with the right trainer at the right time, you can get a Derby horse, and he's got one.
So it's like the day you showed up at home and there was a typewriter in your room?
That's it. You know what? That's exactly right. Jason, or that's precisely correct.
Dick Girardi, Philadelphia Daily News, joining us. We're talking Kentucky Derby. How much have you heard? There was a story that came out shortly after the Boston bombings about security, because it was one of the next big events from a sports standpoint. Have you heard much about that this week?
I haven't heard much about it this week, but I know they put out a directive within a couple of days now. Obviously, the big difference here is that you're going to get searched when you come in here. You got to have a ticket to get in, and at the marathon, obviously, that isn't the case. It's more of an open-air event. But, yeah, they're concerned. I mean, you have to be. It's 150,000 people, and there's a lot of people out in that infield. But, yeah, they do search bags, and they're certainly going to make it a lot more complicated if you're trying to get in here and do something.
So when you look at – back to Pitino for a second. First of all, I want to ask, did he show you his tattoo?
He did not.
Okay.
He did not. I didn't ask, but he did not offer either.
Okay. So what do you think of Golden Sense?
I think he's got a real chance, and I may very well pick him. I haven't made up my mind yet. The draw is this afternoon at 5. So once that's done, I'll have a pretty good idea where I want to go. But I think he's legitimate. Tactically in this race, there aren't a lot of the quality horses that have early speed, and Golden Sense is one of them. So you look for a horse who has a style sort of unique to that race, and he does, so I think he's going to have a big chance. He's a good horse anyway, and I think the style gives him a tactical edge in the Derby.
Hey, Dick, this is Christina Lake here. I got a quick question for you. We were talking when we were at Oaklawn about the draw and how the post position matters. What does it look like there at Kentucky Derby at Louisiana Downs? What does the post position matter?
Yeah, I would say normally in a normal race, most of the time, it doesn't really matter. In this race, because there's 20 horses, it does matter. And you really would rather be outside than inside because it's a traffic like does not happen in any other race that's run all year. Every other race except the Derby is limited to 14 horses.
Mm-hmm.
There's 20 in here, so you'd rather be further away from the rail so there's a little more room to maneuver So you'll be, when you, if people are watching the post position draw tonight, it's on NBC Sports Network. Watch it with the idea that if some of the contenders draw nearer the inside, they're not going to be real happy about it.
Dick Girardi, Philadelphia Daily News, joining us on the Revolution Hotline talking Kentucky Derby. Todd Pletcher could have had even more, but ends up with 5 in the Derby. It's a record, and as Christina pointed out before the break, 4 in the Oaks as well. So he's a busy fellow this week. And have you talked to him at all about how he's going to try to manage all that?
I have. Yeah, I'm actually writing a story about him tomorrow. And, yeah, I mean, he's used to managing, obviously, a huge stable. He's got one of the biggest stables in the country. But, yeah, to have 9 horses in the 2 races over 2 days. And those aren't the only races he's running, and he's got a number of other horses through the deal. And the good thing about both of those races is you get to – they bring the horses pretty early to the paddock, so they'll actually be able to saddle all of them. But yeah, it's probably the best group he's ever brought to the Derby. Now, he's got this crazy record where he's only 1-for-31, but he's never brought a group that's as strong as the 5 he's bringing this time.
And is his number one horse, that Verrazano, is that his number one horse in the Derby, you think?
Yes. Verrazano's undefeated, won the Wood Memorial. And I would say he's either going to be favored in the race or Orb is. It'll be one of those two. Mm-hmm. Verrazano is definitely Pletcher's best chance. He's not his only chance, but he's his best chance.
Okay. If you're looking for a long shot story, the last horse in with only 6 Derby points is Fear the Kitten. Do you know anything about this horse?
I do. I know this much. His trainer is actually a guy who lives in the Philadelphia area who I know really well, Tony Dutrow. He thinks so much of this horse that he's not coming. The owners put the horse in the race. He doesn't want to be in the race.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can throw him out. If he wins, his trainer will be sitting at home. I said, I can't believe I'm watching my horse win the Derby.
Do you have any idea what the longest odds on a horse ever have been in the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, there have been horses in the 150, 200 to 1 range. This is kind of a weird thing that's happened here. Now that we have these 20 horse fields with 20 betting interests, you would think you would get a massive long shot, but it's fascinating. People find a way to bet on even a horse like Fear the Kitten, who we all know has no chance. He'll be like 40 or 50 to 1, and he should be 500 to 1.
And what is the longest?
Public will bet on.
I'm sorry, what was the longest odds it's won in the last little while? Didn't we have a really big long shot win in the last couple of years?
Right, we've had 2 since 2005. Giacomo won in 2005.
Right.
He was 50-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2009, Mind That Bird won, and he was 50-1.
That's right.
And I think that's the reason that none of these horses go off at crazy prices, because the public remembers that, and they say, this horse is 70-1. I got to bet on them. These crazy horses have won the Derby. But you know, realistically, Mind That Bird should have been 200-1. Off his prior form, but he won by the biggest margin in like 60 years. It was crazy.
So are you saying this about Mind That Bird prior to the race?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, he might be of all the Derby winners that I've covered, it was a great story, because I mean the trainer Chip Woolley had a broken right leg and decides to drive the horse in a van using his left foot the whole time to drive from New Mexico, and the horse really on form had shouldn't even have been in the race. And then he won, he never won again, but that day he was unbelievable. No, I couldn't have possibly liked him. You could have given me 19 chances and I still might not have.
Also, for Pletcher, you got Overanalyze, a horse that won the Arkansas Derby, and a horse that there was actually a write-up today, and just looking at the buyer speed rating, not the best thought of, I guess. Revolutionary is a horse that Calvin Burrell will ride. So some horses that, you know, folks around here have got some betting interest in. There's also...
Derby winner.
What's that? Yeah. There's also a horse that...
Oxbow.
What?
I'm sorry,
are you just randomly naming horses?
No, our Oakland Derby winner. That's who people are obviously caring about around here.
Yes, there's no question. But, yeah, just thoughts on that and horses that have a connection to Arkansas?
Yeah, I mean, Overanalyze was terrific when he won the race. As you said, he didn't run particularly fast. Boy, he looked good that day. And his owner is Mike Rapoli, who's a guy from Queens who made a fortune in vitamin water and loves the sport. He used to go out to Aqueduct when he was a kid, bet on horses, and now here he's got a horse who's certainly live in the race. Yeah, I mean, look, Arkansas Derby winners have been good in Kentucky, including our great Pennsylvania Fred Smarty Jones from 2004. So, yeah, it's been a race that's been a real factor in the Triple Crown the last 10, 15 years.
Dick Girardi joining us, Philadelphia Daily News. Let me ask you about Will Take Charge. It's a horse that we're going to focus on a little more tomorrow. There's a local affiliate that's doing a story on it. The horse is owned by a gentleman in Marshall, Arkansas, and he's a great story himself. The story on him is he made every day of the racing season. I don't know if it was in the last year or two, but except for one, he had to go to a funeral. And it's a pretty lengthy drive, and he would go down and back every day. It's about, I think, 2.5-3 hour round trip. But can you talk to me about that horse a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think the horse is going to be one of the favorites. It'll probably be 30-40 to 1. But Wayne Lucas trains him. Obviously, he's had great success in the Derby. Not recently, but you got to like anybody who wants to drive 2.5-3 hours every day to a racetrack when you can sit at home and watch it on your laptop these days. So that's the kind of dedicated person you want to see win the Derby one. That's very cool. He would not be in my top five, but he's a nice horse. He's got talent. It's just this is a really strong group, and it's obviously a really hard race to win.
We talked about an African-American jockey being a big story. Also, a female jockey looking to make history this week, and she has gotten a lot of attention on the national stage. I guess Rosie Napravnik, she was featured on 60 Minutes recently.
Yeah, she was, and it was a really nice piece by Bob Simon on Sunday on 60 Minutes, gave Rosie like 13 minutes. Now, she's going to ride My Loot, who was second in the Louisiana Derby, and no woman has ever won the Kentucky Derby, and she's come as close as anybody. She finished on Pants on Fire, I think, seventh a couple of years ago. She was actually riding Shanghai Bobby, who was last year's two-year-old champion for Pletcher. Looked like he'd have a real chance, but then he got hurt. He's out of there. But, yeah, she'll ride My Loot, and she just dominated the fairgrounds meet down in New Orleans again until she just got passed the last week by Joel Rosario. She had more winners than any jockey, male or female, in the country in 2013.
We didn't talk a lot about who's in. There's also a big story about who's out, and Baffert not represented this week at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it's very unusual, and Bob was loaded. He looked like he might have four or five, and he actually got more than 200 Derby points in all the prep races. It was second only to Pletcher that his horses accumulated, but one by one got hurt, got sick, wasn't training well, wasn't good enough, and all of a sudden he looked up on Monday and realized, you know what, I'm out. And yeah, it's a real surprise that Baffert is not in this thing.
One last thing. I saw a story this morning about the elimination of the press box for the Derby. What do you know about that, and how does that impact journalists who are there covering?
Right. What happened was after last year's Derby, they announced that the sixth-floor press box, which was put in when the track was redone in 2004 and 2005, was going to be converted to a high rollers area called the Mansion. And I'm told it's $10,000 for the 2 days to get into the Mansion. And I haven't actually seen it. But I'm told it looks like a furniture store, which doesn't sound all that appealing. But anyway, it costs a lot of money, and you get a great view. And the press box this year is now down on the first floor. It does not actually have any sight lines for the racetrack. There's places you can walk to with a press pass and watch the races. But, yeah, that's the biggest difference. And look, we all loved it up there, but I cover college basketball too, and it's happened at the Final Four. It's happened at a lot of events. The courtside seats are very appealing, and people are trying to maximize their business, and so they're selling. I'm not happy about it, but I get it. It's reality.
Dick, we appreciate it very much. And Dick Girardi appearing today, courtesy of our friends at ExpressBet. That's the letter expressbet.com, the legal license, no fee way to play the races. When you can't make it to the track, you can visit expressbet.com and get a free Kentucky Derby wagering guide, up to $125 bonus.
Yeah, and you can just open an account there, Justin, and you can get a bet down on the Derby. It'd be a good thing.
All right. Hey, appreciate the time very much, and enjoy your week. I appreciate the insight today.
You got it. Thanks so much, Justin.
All right, thank you.
See you now.
Appreciate it. That's Dick Girardi of the Philadelphia Daily News. We're way behind, so we're going to get a break in real quick. We'll be back and tell you what's coming up in hour two.